Giants and Rockies. Rockies looking for the three-game sweep. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth. Mark Reynolds at the plate.
He does. The pitch is hit to right field, down the line. Pence on the move, and Pence will make a dive and make the catch. He'll jump up and throw back toward first. Gonzalez goes speeding back in, and he's in there safely with a slide. The throw is a little bit offline. Shaded a little bit toward the middle. Pitch is blasted to right field. Pence will go back, turn around, and watch it. It's gone. Just up over that 14-foot-high wall. But good enough. A two-run homer for Gerardo Parra, and it has turned into a significant inning for the Rockies. It's 3-0, Colorado.
Two men on. One on. Here's Parra. Line drive into center field. Base hit. One hop to Gorkys, who boots it. Has to go chase it. Picks it back up and throws it in, and that gives away an extra base to everybody. Coming in to score is Arenado. Gonzalez over to third. Parra ends up at second. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive down the left field line. This could be trouble if it's fair. It is a fair ball into the corner. That's going to get two more home. Story crosses the plate. Right behind him, Walters is across. A stand-up double for Charlie Blackman. And now it is 8-0. They have completely opened it up. Another big inning for the Rockies. And that was a fastball right down the middle.
Got to be selective. 3-1 pitch is popped up. He got a pitch to hit, just popped it up into right field. Carlos Gonzalez acting like he doesn't see it, but he sees it. He likes to play tricks on all of us. And he makes a catch, and Kyle Freeland with 7 very strong innings. He's getting a big ovation as he comes off the field. He earned it. Giants threaten but do not score.
Rockies crush the Giants 8-0 and sweep the series in the process. Kyle Freeland gets the win. He goes 7 innings, giving up no runs on 6 hits. Bruce Bochy and the Giants couldn't figure out the Rockies on Sunday as they lose 8-0. At 6-13, it's their worst start to a season since 1983. Here's the Giants skipper on his team's performance.
Yeah, I tell you, good stuff. Yeah, he was throwing the ball well. Good velocity, hit the spots well. Leadoff hitter, Blackman, a triple, but then, it was a one-run game. And, the split just didn't have a lot of movement to it. Barra hit, but still, stuff was good going into 6, and that's when it got away from. He did make some mistakes, 2 strike mistakes, I don't want these guys to feel pressure because we're not scoring a lot of runs. I mean, right now there's nothing clicking. I mean, let's be honest, it's been a rough start, and we're not very good right now. I'm not saying we're not very good right now. We are good, but we got to find a way to come out of this by all of us stepping it up. But, this is a tough way to end this series. First 2 games went, so we've been through it. I got men out there, and this when you find a way to get through this, and they will.
It does.
You'd like to give them a cushion. Although one game we did have 3 and couldn't hold it, but it's always good to get an early lead and add on. Those are great things. But I will say, even spring training, we had our games where we had trouble getting something going early. It was 4th or 5th before we look up and get a hit. And so somehow we got to change that, come out, hopefully put a little pressure on the opposing team. I mean, we're shaking up the lineup, as you saw today. It's only so much you can do. These are our guys. They've been through this, like I said, they'll fight their way through this. If anybody can handle what's going on, they can. We're just, we went through it in the second half and got tough there at the end. Fortunately, we had a good first half. Now, we're going to have to pick it up now and play good ball from this point on. Now, I think you have to look at where you're at. Now, what you have to be careful of, you can't let any kind of complacency set in and say it's early, we'll be okay. I don't want to hear that either. I mean, we got to have that, the old adage, come out with some sense of urgency. All these games are important, and so you got to stay away from that attitude too. We're not through April yet, and we have 140 something games. That doesn't work. I don't believe. Every day you come here, you plan on coming out of it, putting together a good game. I felt that today. It really didn't go that way, but I'll feel that way tomorrow.
Rockies host the Nationals on Monday, the same day Giants kick off a series against the Dodgers.